It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hey, welcome to D.C. and Studio 4. I'm Larry London. Coming up on today's show, we have a special guest in our studio. He just got off the airplane from Coachella. He's here talking about an upcoming brand new album and a new single that's out called Always. Gavin James joins us right here on Border Crossings.
To the room, and I could see it written all over you. Since you already know, but I said sorry, but I gotta go, and I rip these walls apart.
Border Crossings host Larry London. We welcome you to our program today. And in our studios, on tour right now for his upcoming brand new sophomore album, Gavin James, who is a multi-platinum award-winning artist, a singer-songrighter, and a funny guy, too. We welcome Gavin James to our studios.
Hey, man, how are you?
Yeah, I'm great. How are you
good.
Doing?
Thanks for having me on. I'm good. All good.
Now, you just got off the plane from the West Coast.
Yeah.
And from Coachella, and here you are on the East Coast. What was it like playing at Coachella? That's the ultimate festival.
It was amazing, man. I was really happy it was in a tent, though, because, like, it was so hot. It was like, I've never experienced the heat like that before my whole life. And I'm ginger. I'm like super ginger. And I got like factor 100.
Uh-huh.
So it was fine. That was fine. So I'm still pale. I'm still super pale.
Now,
it was great.
They were, I mean, all of the great art. Eminem was there and
I
Beyonce.
Missed everybody.
And you're still going back for more.
I was so annoyed. Hopefully I can see everybody this time because I was playing on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came home Friday night. So I was a bit annoyed. I'd love to see Beyonce because everybody's talking about Beyonce.
Now, you have toured the United States extensively.
Yeah, yeah.
This is your second album that's coming up.
Yeah.
Now, I asked you off air when it's coming out.
Oh, like in between August and October, so September.
All right. September. So,
like,
we'll do the math.
Yeah, it's like a sandwich.
No, nice. That's great. So tell me about the new album. I'm very excited to hear about the new album.
The new one, you know, the first album is always the easiest. I was, because obviously the first album is like the whole of your career up to that point, and mm-hmm. then all the songs. I had so many songs to pick from, like 50-ish songs.
Right. Bitter Pill.
One, Bitter Pill was the first one. But the second one kind of came. Like, I wrote pretty much most of the songs in January and recorded them in January and in February and in March. So like I already had like maybe 4 songs that I was happy with before mm-hmm. that, and then 20 songs that I was like, meh. I was like, maybe a B-side, but probably not. But all of it was written kind of off the cuff in January, and I was just really happy with it.
And it's called Only Ticket Home.
Only Ticket Home, yeah.
What made you go with that title?
I've been away for so long. I'm away since I was 21, I think. I'm 26 now, so I've been like constantly over here and in Europe mm-hmm. and all on the road, like just doing the grind for like 5 years.
What's been the highlight so far in the last few years you've been here?
It's been a few. The one back home, I did a gig in Dublin, mm-hmm. and it was the first arena gig I ever did, and that was at Christmas, and that was absolutely crazy because it was like 16,000. I was like, oh my God, because I played gigs down the road from that place,
mm-hmm.
and it was really strange because all the people that I used to play gigs for, like my managers and all that, that worked in the pubs, we came to the gig, and I was like, this is a bit mad. And it didn't hit me at all. And my dad got me a fiver because I went to a show in this venue in Dublin when I was 14 mm-hmm. with my dad. And I was like, Dad, I'm going to be playing on that stage next year. I bet you a fiver. And he gave me a fiver at the sound check and the thing. But it was like 10 years later.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was great.
And now 250 million streams on Spotify,
yeah.
and you just continue to rack up the streams
and
the awards. And so it's kind of old hat. You're a young guy, and it's just
it's
another
grand.
Day. Another day of
everything's,
music.
Everything's good. Everything's great. We're watching DC. Going to get some chili after this. It's going to be great.
Is it this first time in DC? Or?
I've been here a couple of times, actually. I have never had a chance to kind of go around.
Mm-hmm.
So I think today is the only chance I'm ever going to get to actually see everything.
Mm-hmm. So what's the biggest adjustment you had to make coming from Dublin to America?
Slowing down my speaking. And just slowing down my speaking, really, because I talk quite fast most mm-hmm. of the time. But over time, this is still pretty fast, but over time, it's slowed down quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So thank God.
And you're a young guy, but yet you're influenced by a lot of older artists. Like the last album, you had a lot of influence from Alanis Morissette.
Yeah, I love all that. So I grew up, my mom and dad listened to Bob Dylan, Cat Stevens, Frank Sinatra. And then the second I heard Bob Dylan, I was into like Slipknot and Korn and Metallica mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. heavy metal stuff. And then I heard Bob Dylan, I was like, oh, okay, this is what songs are. Like, this is a good song.
And your grandfather was a whistler?
Really weird. Like, my grandfather, he was a comedian and a whistler. So.
How do you... Comedian, whistler.
It's so strange. He was amazing, though. He was so good. He used to do shows. He used to, like, he did the Late Late Show of Ireland. He was asked to come over to the States when he was, like, 30. But he had, like, so many kids. Like, all the kids in the world, Irish family. So he just never ended up doing it. But he did so well in Ireland. He was really, really popular. And he did a lot of funny things. He did a gig in a place called the Olympia Theatre,
mm-hmm.
which has like the Queen's boxes, like the boxes that go up the side, like it would be like Radio City or something like that. But in New York, so they kind of pretended to be drunk on like in the crowd, like a heckler. And I think it was either somebody very famous was there. I think it was Guys and Dolls.
Mm.
Some of them guys anyway. Is all like
some of those guys,
mates of Frank Sinatra. All them kind of people came over
right.
to Dublin, and he ended up saying like, ah. Oh, he's just giving out some saying, you guys are terrible. You guys are terrible. And he's all part of the act. And he's had his suspenders on and everything. And he fell off the second story. And fell off purposely. And he fell backwards and he grabbed onto the curtain. And he slid down the curtain and he landed on stage. And he's like, oh, what was that? But he was a very funny man. He was amazing. So I missed out on most of them because my brother and sister are much older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of, my sister's a singer too. So she
wow.
always talked to him. But
does she join you on stage ever?
She sang a lot on the first album.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime I get a chance, she comes on stage. So if she's ever over here, she's coming over to Brazil to meet me next month. So,
whoa, fantastic.
You bring up on stage there.
Well, we're so thrilled to have you in the studio and ask if you'd do a song for us.
Sure.
We got you here live. The guitar's with you, so yeah. We might as well enjoy some music from awesome. Kevin James. What are you going to do for us?
This song is actually from the first record. It's called Nervous.
Nervous. That's a big hit.
Yeah. I hope so.
You hope so.
There we go. There's a DJ version, too. This is not so fast. This is sad. Promise that I'll hold you when it's cold out, when we lose our winter coats in the spring. Cause lately I was thinking I never told you that every time I see you my heart sings. So we lived at the carnival in summer, scared ourselves to death on a ghost train. And just like every Ferris wheel stops turning, oh, I guess we had an expiration date. So I won't say I love you, it's too late. And time I saw you, I got nervous, shivering and shaking at the knees. And just like every song I haven't heard yet, no, I didn't know the words in front of me, in front of me. And oh, but I don't want. Winter winds are colder on my own. Maybe we will meet when we get older. Maybe we won't. So I won't say I love you if you don't. No, you don't. Say I love you if you don't.
Wow. Wow. The hair of my back in my neck stand up. That's fantastic.
Thanks very much.
I love that version.
Thanks, man.
That
Cheers.
Is awesome. You should release that.
Thanks.
That's awesome. We got Gavin James in our studio on tour promoting a new single from the upcoming new album. This is the first single, Always.
This is the first single, So it's called Always.
No, tell me about it. I want to know all about this song because, you write a lot of songs about your own personal experiences.
Yeah.
And so, like the last song, Nervous, comes from your past. Now, what about this next song, Always?
Well, this one is about, this was pretty much the first song. I wrote another song 6 months ago that came out. And then this is like the album starter of the thing. It's called Always. And it's, I wrote it really quickly. Because it's only four chords, like, the whole time. So I was trying to write a song like, oh, wait, Iris by the Goo Goo Dolls is just like...
Right.
It's exactly the same the whole time. I love that. I love that. It's really hard to do that.
Keep it easy.
And I had never done one like that before. So I was like, I'm going to try to do literally four chords, Beatles, just do it like that. And I tried this and then it ended up working out. But I wrote it about because I always try to be very honest with the lyrics, particularly the lyrics that I write. And I wrote it about, I'm still... I'm still with the girl that I'm seeing now. Mm-hmm. Thank God. But I went away like two years ago when we just started seeing each other, and I kind of left it, and then I got back, and I was like, no, let's definitely get back together. Mm-hmm. So I made a terrible decision of breaking off with somebody that I never should have,
mm-hmm.
and then because I've traveled so much, I never ever had somebody like that before in my whole life. So it was about that, and it was about just having somebody in your head and being like, I totally screwed up, and then mm-hmm. I'm gonna write a song about it and be real sad about
and
it.
And what does she think about the song?
Oh, she loves it. Yeah, she's
just it. She better love it.
I told her, I was like, I have to leave the end of it really sad, because if it gets really happy at the end, it's just gonna be weird. So like, I'm not gonna put any minors in it or majors in it. So like, just leave it sad. But you know.
Well, I'm excited to hear this is a worldwide premiere for the brand new single.
Sweet.
So we've got Gavin James. This is called Always.
Sweet. What am I supposed to do without you? Is it too late to pick the pieces up? It's too soon to let them go. Do you feel damaged just like I do? Your face, it makes my body ache. It won't leave me alone. And this feels like drowning, trouble, sleeping, restless, dreaming. You're in my head, always, always. I just got scared, away, away. I'd rather choke on my bad decisions than just carry to my grave. You're in my head, always, always, always. The cracks won't fix and the scars won't fade away. I guess I should get used to this. The left side of my bed's an empty space, and I remember we were strangers. So tell me, what's the difference between then and now? And why does this feel like drowning, trouble, sleeping, restless, dreaming? You're in my head, always, always. I just got scared, away. I'd rather choke on my bad decisions than just carry them to my grave. You're in my head, always, always. Always, always. Oh, you're in my head. Always, always. I just got scared. Always, I know there's nothing left to cling to, but I'm still calling your name. You're in my head, always, always, always. And
that's amazing. That's a great song.
Nice, man.
I love that. Always. The name of the new single from the upcoming album. And so, Gavin James, I mean, where do you get your inspiration? You have such a powerful voice, such a wonderful voice.
Cheers, man.
Yeah, I mean, really.
Yeah, just kind of, pub gigs, years of pub gigs. Mm-hmm. And then I just kind of grinded it out more or less for years. And then, yeah.
And you started this when you were eight.
Yeah, well, I started playing the Tin Whistle when I was eight. I started playing Enter Sandman on the Tin Whistle when I was eight. And my mom and dad were kind of like, we should probably get my guitar. So I got the guitar and then I started playing. I never really thought I was a singer at all for a whole time. And then I pretty much learned the guitar and I had my hair down to my butt, like crazy long hair. And it looked like, I tried to do the Robert Plant thing because I'm ginger, so I was trying to do the whole massive Robert Plant thing, but I just looked like crazy. I looked like a goldfish. But it was really weird. I had to tie it back in school and all. So every time I'd walk back like by a classroom, it was just like up in the air. It's a giant goldfish head. But anyway, it's so I kind of did that. And then I started doing busking in town in Dublin. And I went on the streets and then played on the streets. Mm-hmm. And then did that. And that really always helps kind of grow your voice a bit, I suppose. And then just listening to everybody.
Off the air, we were talking, the world needs more more gingers in music, right? We need more gingers.
Why not? Sure.
That's right.
We got Rick Astley.
That's it. Ed Sheeran. Now it's time for you. And, I mean, how does it feel when you're labeled one to watch? I mean, you got that label from some prestigious magazines and publications in the industry, and they called you one to watch.
If it was from any other publication, it'd be kind of creepy. But, like, yeah, it's good. It's great, I suppose. I never really kind of... I just kind of do what I think is best, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And then if that anything happens from it, it's great. Once the Watch has never been like it never blew up for me
any
certain territories when it was a One to Watch. Mm-hmm. So all the territories that I like Holland and Ireland and stuff, we had to gig for years and then build it up from the ground up. Mm. So the Once to Watch is definitely a great thing, but it's always good.
And getting all these awards that you've gotten, too.
Grand, yeah. It's,
and that's the first album. Now, I mean, there must be pressure on you for the second album. How do you follow up the mega huge album, debut album?
That's a good pressure. It's good.
It's good pressure.
Pressure's always good. I like pressure. It's good to work under pressure. It's nice.
Do you have favorite places you like to perform around the world?
I do. I have, I love, Dublin's fun. Dublin's great.
Always going back home.
One of my favorite. Man. And just in general, the crowds are crazy. Mm-hmm. They just scream. And they're just amazing. Like, they heckle, but they're really nice heckles. So they'd be like, doing great, man. You're doing so well. Congratulations. Like, really nice, like, friendly heckles. Like, or, like, they say, oh, do you know Anto? Anto down, he grew up down the road from you. He's over there. Say hi to Anto. But they're so nice. But and Holland is so different. Like, Holland's the place that I go as well. And it's just anywhere, the further into Europe you get, the quieter and most lovely the crowd is, and they're so nice, and they just stand there and just listen. It's great. But I love all them gigs, but I think the favorite is probably Dublin. Yeah. Dublin,
of course, going back home. Now, you've played the big, I mean, Coachella, huge crowds. Yeah. You know, you play all the festivals with the thousands and thousands. You play the smaller venues. Do you have a preference? I mean, it's got to be a different feel, a different vibe when you're playing to a smaller crowd.
The smaller ones are more nerve-wracking, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the festivals, you can just rock on. Go on and just do the song. You say, Coachella! And everyone's like, yeah.
They scream, right?
They're not going to not scream. So, like, definitely. But you can't go into, you can't be like, this song, guys, this song, everybody. This song's about this, and this song's about that. But the smaller gigs, like, everybody's just super quiet and intimate and really nice. And I usually go into, whenever I'm nervous, I just go into a long, massively long 20-minute talk about just funny things that I think are funny. And hopefully they do, too. But I tend to half and half the gig, like comedy and music.
Did you tell them the Britney Spears song story?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Yeah, the Britney Spears one was terrible. I nearly died. Oh, yeah. Well, we actually talked about this off.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, people listening at home.
Catch up. So, time to catch up, audience.
So, I hope there's not a video of me. I'm sure
we're going to try and find this B-roll clip.
If you know, I think it's called Fat Cats in New York. If they have anybody talking about it. But yeah, but pretty much I tried the Britney Spears chair thing. Or you can call it the Backstreet Boys chair thing as well. I suppose they do too.
Chair thing.
Anybody does it. Yeah, so I did it and I was dancing and I sat on the chair and the chair just wasn't there anymore. So then I fell and somebody fell on top of me and then I nearly broke my leg, but that's fine. Because that was fine. In the morning, it hurt.
The important thing to mention was the chair was on top of a table.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's just a stupid idea. Like, I'm already very top heavy. So the size of my head, it's huge. Like,
now, tell me about you were connected to anti-bullying.
Yeah, yeah.
So I want to talk about that. Were you bullied as a child?
I had a really tough time when I was younger, like when I was from the age of like 5 to 13, kind of. And then I kind of found music and I didn't really mind too much anymore, and mm-hmm. I just became a little funnier than the people that were giving me a hard time, and bigger as well. I grew like
and richer and more famous.
I grew like 3 feet in like a summer, so everybody's like, "Oh, hi, Gav." So it's fine, but yeah, no, I had a really tough time, and I've got lots of nieces and nephews, so I always kind of tell them, like, if you ever have a tough time at school, come tell me about it, and then also just there's always an end to it as well. I had a hard, really rough time at school, and eventually I left school, and then now I'm kind of miss school. You know, when you leave school, you're like, not miss school, but you're kind of like, oh, it'd be kind of cool to go back to school. And like,
right. Talk to the kids. Like
everybody does. But I did stuff in London with the Diana Award, and they really look after the kids, and they're so involved with their lives, with people that have bullying issues and stuff. But it's such a terrible thing. It's bad in Dublin as well. It's bad everywhere. But I just did it mostly because my nieces and nephews are like out of the age. My niece is like 13 now. Mm-hmm. And like, just it's such a bad thing to go through, and it takes you so long to get your confidence back.
Right.
Like, it took me until I was like 19 or 20 to kind of become fully like confident and like not be worried about saying things and all this kind of stuff, and then just feeling comfortable just because people just put you down so much when you're younger. Yeah, it's a terrible thing to deal with, but then it's always over. There's always an end to it, so it's always fine. And kids are kids. That's the thing.
Right.
So like, when you're in school, like, the kids, you never know what's going on in their lives as well. So like, and I met a lot. I've met pretty much everybody who gave me a tough time in school. They've come to gigs, and they've like asked for a guest list, and like, but I give it to them.
You do?
Yeah, of course. But then you meet them afterwards, and just normal, lovely guys, and it's like something
that pretend like it never happened, huh?
Yeah, but they always say it. They'd always be like, ah. But
remember the time.
People would never know. They never know. I've only ever said it to one. And I'm so over it now. I'm 26.
Right. Well, it's great that you can give a voice to that, because it's been going on for so long.
It's
a lot of famous people are speaking out about very sensitive social issues that, you know, 10, 20 years ago people wouldn't talk about.
Yeah.
But now you can. Have you written any songs about
I wrote one song called 22 about it. Mm-hmm. So that was one. I got my mate to do the video for it as well. And it was like so on point. I was like, oh my God. He put like a ginger kid in the video.
Right.
I was like, dude, come on, you're killing me here. Like, don't do that. And it ended up being, it was really good. He did a great job on it. But yeah, I wrote that song about that. It was the only song I ever wrote about it. And I never would have even thought of writing about it. Mm. And when I did write about it, I felt great. I was just like, oh, cool. Mm. Off my chest a little bit, I suppose. Mm. But yeah, it's something that I never, ever think about anymore, thank God.
Until somebody like me brings it up.
Yeah, I know, it's good. Like, I love talking about it, because if anybody else goes through it at all, it's always good to know that. Especially if anybody's a little different, people are going to point that out. Mm. Like, I was a big ginger.
We're all different.
You know, we're all different. Everybody's all different. So.
Gavin James is in our studios on tour to promote the upcoming album, Only Ticket Home. We're going to ask if you do another song for us. I mean, what a thrill it is to have you here.
Thank you so much
for doing this. I mean, really, to fly from Coachella here to be on the show and then fly back to perform at Coachella again, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on, dude.
No, you sound great. What a pleasure to meet you. When the album comes out, would you come back?
I will definitely come back. I think I'm actually coming back in, like, in between the months of August and October.
Well, we're going to save a show for you. Just
for
you.
That'd be awesome. I'll bring the band.
Yes, that would be cool.
I'll bring a little band.
A little
smaller stuff, but here we go. This is Hearts on Fire, and Hearts on Fire. Here we go. This is tuning, actually, but now it is. Now it's in tuning. Strangers in my head, they keep making me forget where I came from, where I came from. Well, there's a madness in our eyes, we're too blind to realize just what we've done, just what we've done. I feel it taking a hold, I feel a rush in my bones for you. I think we're caught in a fight. Can we make it all right? With all these shadows on our backs, how can we take it back? And how can we love with our hearts on fire? Is this enough? Are we just burning ashes to dust like funeral pyre? Can we love with our hearts on fire? see ya. So long between the sheets, down on these dirty streets, I lost my soul. I lost my soul. Such a losing game again, between angels and demons, and I feel cold. I feel cold. So I think we're caught in a fight. Can we make it alright with all these shadows on our backs? How can we take it back? Oh, how can we love with our hearts on fire? Is this enough? Are we just burning ashes to dust running through the wires? Can we love with our hearts on fire? Oh, how can we love with our hearts on fire? Is this enough? Are we just burning ashes to dust running through the wires? Can we love with our hearts on fire? How can we talk when the words just won't come out? Too scared to open up our mouths. Will we walk as the flames get higher? How can we love with our hearts on fire?
Yes, yes, yeah. They're standing around the world right now. You're getting a standing ovation in Japan and in Nigeria.
I was such a habit of doing that at the end of that song. Thank you very much.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good night, thank you. Gavin James is in our studios, and Only Ticket Home is the album. Where can people get the album when it comes out in a few months?
Everywhere, Spotify, Apple Music, all over the place. Yeah,
I'm gonna your websites
in the shops. Yeah, so if you Google Gavin James, the first ginger person to come up is usually me. So get that guy, and then yeah,
Facebook and Twitter.
Facebook is facebook.com/GavinJamesMusic, and then at Gavin James is on Twitter, and then at Gavin James Live is Instagram. Mm.
Well, congratulations on all the success.
Cheers for having me, dude. Thanks.
You are a pleasure to have on, and I can't wait to have you back.
Yeah, man, I'll see you in between the months
of
August.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thanks. Congratulations, Gavin James. Only Ticket Home. My name's Larry London, and you're tuned to Border Crossings. Oh, no.
I heard you good with them soft lips. Yeah, you know word of mouth. The square root of 69 is eight something, right? Cause I've been trying to work it out. Good white wine. I come alive in the nighttime. Yeah. Okay, away we go. Only thing we have on is the radio. Oh, let it play. Say you gotta leave, but I know you wanna stay. You just waiting on a traffic jam to finish, girl. The things that we can do in 20 minutes, girl. Say my name, say my name. Wear it out. It's getting hot. Crack a window. Air it out. I can get you through a mighty long day. Soon as you go, the text that I write is gonna say. Challenge, let's explore your talent. Hey boy, I really wanna see
Rihanna, and you're listening to Larry London.
Remember
Crossings, the latest from Camila Cabello, Never Be the Same, from her debut album, Camila Cabello. And that's a request from Renel Narte, dedicated to Jonas and Shulamite. And I hope that you heard your song, Never Be the Same. Before that, we had a request from Eunice in Ethiopia on Shagger FM 102.1 for Rihanna with Drake and What's My Name. And congratulations for Drake's fans. He's announced his new album will be coming out in June. So I'm excited. But finally, the new fifth album on its way for June. I'm Larry London. Again, I can't thank Gavin James enough for coming on. What a great singer-songwriter, tremendously talented guy, and really had fun with him in the studio, and look forward to him coming back again. You know, I love all these people. You know, yesterday you can go from listening to an Engelbert Humperdinck, and today you can hear a Gavin James, and only on Border Crossings can you get that. Coming up next, Hassana is in Kuwait on 96.9 FM and wants me to play this song, the first big hit from the Evolve album from Imagine Dragons. It's called Believer.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail, I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh, the master of my sea. Oh, ooh. I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
Crossings and Imagine Dragons, they're on tour right now for the album Evolve, and they play tomorrow in Germany, in Oberhausen. Oberhausen, Germany, then off to Frankfurt and Hamburg. Thanks for listening to Border Crossings. Thanks for that request from Kuwait. I'm Larry London, and I do want to say hello to a bunch of folks who said hello to me. Alamak Duz Chinois, Marshall Omar Shakur, Mizanu Kidane, Kwabena China, Sojo is with us, Musenguzi, checked in. Odera Moses, Alfred is there. Clifford said hello. Etienne Habumugisha, Ephraim Arawi, Jaro Ali Nene, Peter Kerr Kerr, Lady Eileen Erskine, Zuedu Mabadunuju is also with us. So, and another name, Ray McDonald. Got to mention Ray. He's here in our studios. It's Tuesday, and it's time for Chart Chat.
Boy, oh boy, I only have one song, but
it's
what
a big
a
one.
Song.
Huh? It's a big
it's
one.
A big,
makes up for all the songs
from an artist who is all over the place. I mean, there are a couple artists front and center this week. Beyonce just completely dominated Coachella last weekend, but this person was there too. And she's got a lot going on. As a matter of fact, she makes chart history this week. I'm talking about Cardi B, debuting at number 16 with Be Careful. And I'll give you all the lowdown on Cardi after Be Careful.
Like the Curry, Steph and Aisha, but we more like Belly, Tommy and Keisha, gave you TLC, you wanna creep and poured out my whole heart to a piece of man, I thought you would've learned your lesson about liking pictures, not returning texts. I guess it's fine, man, I get the message. You still stutter after certain questions. You keep in contact with certain exes. Do you though? Trust me, it's cool though. Said that you was working, but you out here chasing who knows. But you lies, chilling poolside, living two lives. I could've did what you did to me to you a few times. But if I did decide to slide, find somebody, let him hit, you would've been pissed. But that's not my MO, I'm not that type of. And karma for you is gonna be who you end up with. Don't make me sick.
Man, baby, I adore. I gave you everything, was mine is yours. I want you to live your life, of course. But I hope you get what you're dying for. Be careful with me. Do you know what you're doing? Whose feelings that you're hurting and bruising? You gon' gain the whole world, but is it worth the girl that you losing? Be careful with me. Yeah, it's not a threat, it's a warning. Be careful with me. Yeah, my heart is like a package with a fragile label on it. Be careful with me. Care for me, care for me. Always say that you'll be there for me, there for me. Oh, you better treat me carefully, carefully. Look, I was here before all of this. Guess you acting out now, you got an audience. Tell me where your mind is, drop a pin, what's the coordinates? You might have a fortune, but you lose me, you still gonna be misfortunate. Tell me, this love's got you this f***ed up in the head? You want some random f***ed up in your bed? She don't even know your middle name. Watch her, cause she might steal your chain. You don't want someone who love you instead? I guess not though, it's blame, disrespect. You nothing like the I met. Talk to me crazy and you quick to forget. You even got me tripping. You got me looking in the mirror different. Thinking I'm flawed because you inconsistent. Between a rock and a hard place, the mud and the dirt is gone. Hurt me to hate you, but loving you's worse. It all stopped so abrupt, you started switching it up. Teach me to be like you so I cannot give a f***. Free to mess with someone else, I wish these feelings could melt. Cause you don't care about a thing except your damn self. You made me sick.
Man, baby, I adore. I gave you everything, was mine is yours. I want you to live your life, of course. But I hope you get what you're dying for. Be careful with me. Do you know what you're doing? Whose feelings that you're hurting and bruising? You gon' gain the whole world, but is it worth the girl that you're losing? Be careful with me. Yeah, it's not a threat, it's a warning. Be careful with me. Yeah, my heart is like a package with a fragile label on it. Be careful with me.
Woo! Cardi B laying down the law. Be careful, debuting in 16th place. That song, it's being people are reading it as a warning to her fiance Offset of Migos, who supposedly cheated on her. And of course, she's pregnant with his child. She confirmed that.
No, but, you don't.
Anyway, this is a huge week for Cardi. Hot on the heels of confirming her pregnancy, which she did on Saturday Night Live, she makes Hot 100 history. Her debut album, Invasion of Privacy, debuts at number one on the upcoming album chart. And this is This is where she makes history. Cardi B places 13 songs on the Hot 100. That's a new chart record. She passes Beyoncé for the solo female artist with the most simultaneous Hot 100 titles. For the week of May 14th, 2016, Beyoncé had 12 tracks from her Lemonade album. Well, Cardi goes her one better. All 12 tracks from Cardi's Invasion of Privacy album make the cut, along with her duet with Bruno Mars, Finesse. And beyond that, Cardi B becomes the fifth female rapper with a number one album. She follows Nicki Minaj, Eve, Foxy Brown, and Lauryn Hill. Now, let's talk about Cardi's pregnancy. How is this going to impact her schedule for the year? Because, of course, she has a very busy touring slate. She just had the number one album out, so she is front and center in everyone's viewfinder. Cardi performed last week at Coachella, and she vows to keep her tour dates this year. She's had to cancel a couple European tour dates this North American summer, but she says, I'm going to be on the road. I'm going to be working harder than ever. She's scheduled to tour North America with Bruno Mars in September, but she says, don't worry about that. I can do that. And she will probably have the baby by then. She hasn't said her due date. She hasn't revealed that. But American media, of course, have been sort of putting two and two together. And they figure July is the most likely due date.
Her belly is kind of big. We saw her on TV. You know, she showed the belly.
She's coming along.
Finally, and it's getting there.
It's
so
getting there. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned Coachella. She was there this last weekend. She's got more shows there because it goes on.
This coming weekend, right.
Now, I read where she said in an interview, she said that she got paid $70,000 to perform. That's it. And that's very little money for what they're paying the other performers. But they signed with her before Bodak Yellow went as big as it has gone. And she spent $300,000 of her own money on her stage for Coachella. So that's amazing. She only got $70,000, so she spent $300,000. So that's the kind of star she is.
She gets everything back in terms of exposure.
Oh, yeah.
Because Coachella is huge. The whole world pays attention to Coachella.
Yeah. And I just, Ray and I were just talking about the Billboard Music Award nominations, which were just announced as we were talking on the air here. And I counted seven for Cardi B. That's what I counted. I'm not sure, you know, how many there may be, but what they showed on the press release I just saw, I counted seven.
And she's probably a favorite to win in just about every category.
Best new artist, you know, she's going to walk away with that.
Yeah, I think she will.
And quite a few other categories as well. So, wow, Cardi B, amazing.
Cardi B.
Now, I also want to talk about somebody else who is deserving of praise today, Kendrick Lamar.
Yes, congratulations to Kendrick Lamar for winning the Pulitzer Prize.
Yes, first time that somebody in non-jazz or classical has won. In 75 years of this particular award being handed out for music, this is the first hip-hop rap singer to get this, and Kendrick Lamar couldn't be more deserving. I mean, he's the guy.
Yeah, and the Pulitzers are, I think he absolutely does deserve it. And,
oh, yeah.
It just cements rap's place as the most dynamic musical form in today's culture.
Kendrick Lamar is the man. The album is Damn. And 5 Grammys it won. Add that to his total of 11 Grammys he's won. 30 years old. He's well on his way. This guy, he's a super dude.
All you can say is, damn.
Damn. Well, thank you, Ray, for joining us.
Thank you, Larry.
Chart Chat every Tuesday. I'm Larry London. And again, thank you to Gavin James and Dan Watson and the gang at Warner. And thank you for tuning into the program. Thank you, Wagner, our engineer, Vince, our director. Border Crossings shall return on your radio tomorrow, right here on the VOA 1 Music Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.